You know, Peter calls Noah an ark preparer, if you will. And Ezekiel takes note of some things that God said about Noah. And I found it very encouraging that God would say in Ezekiel 14 and verse 14, he said that they would deliver only themselves by their righteousness. Noah was a righteous man. He was a preacher of righteousness. Can you imagine being someone like that? Doesn't mean he was faultless. Doesn't mean he was sinless. But it does mean that he walked with God. And he did what God said. And God blessed him. But I think if I could say anything tonight, the Bible teaches us that 8 souls were saved by water. And those 8 souls was Noah's wife, his 3 sons, and their wives. When the calamity comes, hopefully we can say we saved our family. That's our message tonight. Our message tonight is hopefully we can say, I did my part to save my family. I'm reminded of what was told to me early in my preaching ministry. Mike, don't go out there and save the world and lose your family. Brother Royce, many preachers did that. They went out preaching the gospel, but they didn't preach at home. So we can say, because of the 3 sons and their wives and Miss Noah, that Noah did exactly what God would have him to do. And even though others may not listen, that's not our problem. Our responsibility is to preach righteousness. Our responsibility is to live out righteousness. Because 2 things will happen because of righteousness. Number 1, righteousness will go forth. Number 2, the wrath of God, because of his righteousness, will go forth. Those 2 things. And God is consistent from the beginning even till today concerning the gospel today. If you will, let's look at Romans chapter 1, verses 14 through verse number 18. Brother Brian always, and I use always on purpose, refers to Romans chapter 1. I personally don't believe we preach on Romans chapter 1 enough. And the reason why is because of the power of God is in the gospel. It's not in spaghetti dinners. It's not in us. It's not in what we do for a living. It's in the gospel. And so with that being said, we need to preach the gospel. So Paul would say in verse number 14, I'm debtor. I owe. In verse number 15, he says, I'm ready. I'm ready to preach the gospel. In verse number 16, he says, I'm not ashamed. Hold on. I'm debtor. I'm ready. And I'm not ashamed. Why? Because the gospel is God's power to save mankind. But in verse number 17, he said something was inside of the gospel. He said, the righteousness of God is revealed in the gospel. If we want the righteousness of God and be ministers, teachers, preachers, those who promote righteousness, friends, we need to know what the gospel is and we need to stay in it. We need to stay in the gospel. The righteousness of God is revealed in the gospel. But look at verse 18. Wow. In verse number 18, here we see something very interesting. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. God's wrath is because of the gospel. And so, was God right? Was he fair in sending the flood? Absolutely. He had to deal with sin, and he dealt with it properly. But just like God, he always leaves a remnant. He always leaves a group of people. He always leaves one that can keep the baton going, if you will. He always does that. Why? Because he loves mankind. He loves us. And we ought to love God enough to stay in the righteousness of God and love God enough to live the gospel out in our lives and love man enough to live right before him and love man enough to teach him what God says concerning the gospel. If you're not a child of God, we want you to be. We're going to love you a lot right now by extending what God calls an invitation. Jesus said, come unto me. That's an invitation. All ye that labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke, my teachings upon you, and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart. God wants men and women to come to his son. Will you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God? Will you be willing to repent of your sins? Will you be willing to confess that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and be willing to be baptized in water for the remission of your sins? Perhaps you're a child of God and you need special prayer. We're here for you too, as we stand and as we sing our Savior's invitation.